ओम शांति। बाप दादा adorned us with so many treasures yesterday evening, and he decorated us with the jewels to reach the stage of perfection. And when Baba was seeing our three forms, in the three forms also he was looking at the complete stage of each and every child. And especially the greatest speciality of Brahmin life, which he mentioned, that each and every child has got this wonderful gift from Baba at the time of birth, that is the speciality of purity. Not only the speciality of purity, but Baba has granted each and every child so many specialities, that if we bring the specialities of each and every child together, it becomes like a bouquet of flowers. Each and every has its own glow, own shine. Baba's every child is a blessed child. And the blessing is of the particular speciality that we possess in this Brahmin life that makes us unique amongst all others wherever we are. And the specialities have such great power that it can enable us to reach that stage of perfection or become angels and deities. If we recollect in our memories, before we became Baba's children and after we became Baba's child, what is that unique speciality that Baba has given me as a gift, or Baba has blessed me with? In the path of bhakti, each and every child has his own weaknesses, has his own shortcomings. And whenever people have the realization, even after coming into Gyan, when we get the mirror of knowledge, we are able to visualize ourselves very clearly, that these are my shortcomings, these are my weaknesses that I have to work upon. And many a times Baba has mentioned this in the Murli, that when children have a heart-to-heart communication with Baba, they normally say these words to Baba, "Baba, if you give me the strength to overcome this weakness, I'll be able to proceed very fast in my efforts. I'll be able to progress. Or Baba, please help me to overcome this weakness." So the realization in itself makes us have this heart-to-heart communication with Baba. And we keep this desire in front of Baba, that, "Baba, I would like to overcome this weakness and I would like to progress in my Brahmin life." Now Baba would not give us any magic wand or say, okay, from today you overcome all these weaknesses and you can move ahead very fast. No. But in return, Baba blesses us with a speciality. Baba gives us this gift of the speciality. And if we see very minutely, the gift or that speciality is always such which has the power and strength to overcome the weakness. It's like a sword. It's like the greatest weapon that we have. And if we become busy in utilizing that speciality for Baba's service, or utilizing that speciality in a worthwhile way, then there is no time left for the weakness to come in our way. Or even though if it comes in our way, but we have a very powerful tool to overcome it. This is why each and every child is blessed with different specialities. Everyone has their own speciality. When we listen to Baba's Avyakta Murlis, all the Murlis that we have from 1969 till now, we find that every Murli is on a particular speciality. Sometimes we hear Baba's Murlis on the power of purity. Sometimes we hear Baba's Murli on the power of silence. Sometimes we hear Baba's Murli on tolerance. Sometimes we hear Baba's Murli on introvertedness. Sometimes on something else. Every time Baba's Murlis are on different qualities. And these different qualities represent that each and every child, those who possess that quality, Baba is showing them the path, guiding them how on the basis of that speciality also we can reach that stage of perfection and overcome all those obstacles which are created by our own weaknesses. Especially when we hear these lines in the path of bhakti, whichever road you may take, you'll reach that stage. Whichever road, if you take up the path of devotion, then also you'll reach there. If you take up the path of knowledge, then also you'll reach there. If you take up the path of silence, then also you'll reach there. And that is why people are also working upon these different paths. But actually, this symbolizes our specialities. That how on the basis of these different qualities, different specialities also, we are able to reach that stage of perfection or that angelic stage, or we can achieve 95% which Baba was mentioning yesterday. Especially when we listen to those Avyakta Murlis, initially when Baba starts those Murlis, Baba asks some questions. Do you feel this? Do you realize this? There are some questions. And those questions give us realization. Then, especially those children who have that particular speciality, starts nodding the head, with realization. Yes, I have this. And then Baba starts taking us into the depth of that speciality. Just take up the power of silence or the power of purity. And then Baba starts taking up the depths, the climax of that stage. Slowly and gradually, as he is moving forward, he takes us into that level that the perfect form of this speciality is this. And this is how, with that realization, he ends the Muralis. How that speciality becomes like a magnet which will attract all the connected values, all the connected qualities, all the connected powers that we need to reach that stage of perfection. So this is why when Baba sees each and every child, he sees with the perfect form of that speciality. With that, the best example I can think of whenever I see all the dadis especially, we find that Dadi ji, Kumarka Dadi, Prakashmani Dadi, she is the embodiment of love. She has the speciality of love. But if we see Dadi Janki, she is the embodiment of wisdom. She has the speciality of wisdom. And if we see Dadi Gulzar, she is the embodiment of silence. Even though if she doesn't speak, her drishti fulfills us. But if Dadi Janki starts becoming silent, thinking, oh, I should become like Dadi Gulzar, what would happen? Would we be satisfied if Dadi Janki would not speak in front of us? Would we be contented or will we feel fulfilled? No. So we can see all the three Dadis, they have their own specialities, moving to that stage of perfection, fulfilling all the souls, giving them this feeling of belongingness where each one has this feeling, she's my Dadi. These Dadis are our Dadis. Which Baba said, each and every one has this feeling, they are mine. They are ours. And with that speciality, they are reaching that stage of perfection. That is the path of knowledge. When we see Dadiji, the embodiment of love, that is the path of bhakti, which is said in bhakti period. And Dadi Gulzar, the path of silence. And this is the uniqueness in them. And they are reaching that stage. And Baba loves them. Whenever we see them, Baba does not compare one Dadi with the other Dadi or tells that Dadi, oh, you should become like this one or you should become like this one. No. And they make us feel so happy whenever they come in front of us and they shower those vibrations on us. So similarly, with those qualities also, whichever weak quality we have, whichever speciality we have, as we go on progressing in that particular speciality, we can also reach that stage of perfection. And there is no need for us to compare ourselves with others. Oh, this person is making so much efforts, keeping herself in silence or making so much efforts in the stage of silence. Let me also become. But if my nature is not according to that nature, I will never feel comfortable in that. Just as I mentioned, if Dadi Janki starts becoming silent, she herself will also need feel comfortable in that stage, unless she shares the jewels of knowledge with others. She is more comfortable there. So Baba has blessed us with that particular speciality on the basis of our own nature, on the basis of our natural sanskaras, so that we can become natural yogis by experimenting that speciality in each and every karma, in each and every interaction that we have with others. in our thoughts, the vibrations, also can be filled with that specialities. In our speech, it can be filled with that speciality. In my relationship, in my karma, everywhere I can feel that speciality. And this is how I can become comfortable, progress and reach that stage of perfection. So there is no need for us to compare ourselves with others. Because each and every soul is a unique soul with a unique speciality. And why Baba has blessed different specialities to all different souls? Because with that speciality, He wants to establish the new world order. And He wants to use that child with that particular speciality in establishing the new world order. And if that at that moment I start looking at others, comparing myself with others, I won't be able to use my speciality in the right way, at the right time, in the right task. Therefore, missing that opportunity. And whenever I miss that opportunity, God can't wait for me in His work of establishing the new world order. So at that moment, if my mind and intellect is engaged looking at others here and there, He'll pick up someone else, fill that speciality in that soul and use that soul, because His task cannot be prolonged. It has to be at that moment according to drama. So this is where we miss opportunities which is meant for me especially, because I was engaged in waste. I was engaged in looking at others, comparing myself with others. So I was not able to become the embodiment of that speciality. So it's a very powerful tool to overcome the weakness. It's a very powerful step to move towards perfection. It is very powerful opportunity with which Baba wants to use me in His task to create a beautiful world. Another thing, this speciality actually gives me the purpose in Brahmin life. Purpose of my existing in Brahmin life. If I want to know what is my purpose of being in this family? What is my purpose of being in this Brahmin life? What is my purpose in becoming Baba's child? That speciality gives me a purpose. That speciality shows me a direction. That speciality gives me the inspiration. That speciality can give me a meaning in my Brahmin life. And whenever I use that speciality for Baba's task, each and every time, we are charged with happiness. We are charged with happiness. Not only that, but when we start using our speciality at the right time, in the right way, at the right moment, for the right task, there can never be jealousy amongst anyone. No one can ever criticize me. No one can ever feel jealous of me. No. On the contrary, they will also feel happy. They will start taking inspiration from that karma, from that action. And if someone starts getting jealous, that means they have not understood their role at that time. And therefore, give them the vibrations of mercy. Shower that mercy on them, that they realize their role, they realize their purpose of being in this Brahmin family instead of looking at me. And when that speciality is a gift from Baba, even if somebody is jealous about it, out of ignorance, I would say, out of ignorance, even if they are jealous, then also they cannot change my role, because it is meant for me only. And no one can challenge that. No one can challenge. Even if they challenge, they are not challenging me. They are challenging God, who has gifted me that speciality. And challenging God means, will they ever be successful? No, they can never be successful. So I do not have to worry. I do not have to generate waste thoughts. Why? No. On the contrary, instead of generating waste thoughts, let me have good wishes for that soul, so that they also realize what is their task, what is their role, how can they use their speciality, or I can help them, I can guide them also. And this is what Baba meant yesterday when Baba said sustenance. This word was again and again mentioned. You do the task of establishment, but what about the sustenance? And how do we give sustenance to others? It is not just the role of the teachers at the centers, no. Each and every one of us can play that role of Vishnu, giving sustenance to others, to the newcomers. And how? Seeing what speciality they have, and making them realize, look, this is your speciality. This is the area on which you can work upon. Feeling the enthusiasm, the zeal in them. This is your strength. This is your power. Making them realize, making them embodiment, this is the sustenance. So when they start becoming the embodiment of that speciality, they can also start flying and progress in Brahmin life. So this is how they also have their wings. Just as the sparrow, the mother sparrow, when the child is not flying, tries to open the wings of the sparrow child and enable it to fly, move forward. Similarly, this is the role of ours, to give sustenance to others, open their wings of zeal and enthusiasm so that they can also move forward. They can also go on to that journey towards that stage of perfection and become angels. Without wings, how can we become angels? So this is how, when I become aware of my speciality and I become the embodiment of that speciality, start progressing, I open up the wings. Each and every time we use that speciality, charges me with the energy. And not only charges me with the energy, zeal and enthusiasm, but it makes me feel so happy and gives me a sense of fulfillment being in Brahmin family. The sense of fulfillment is what is essential. Because after becoming Brahmins also, if we do not have this sense of fulfillment within our own selves, what is the meaning of Brahmin life? People in the world, we find, they have no sense of fulfillment even though after having or possessing all the materialistic comforts and prosperities, still there is no sense of fulfillment within their lives. And Brahmins, many a times we say our pockets are empty, But we have the sense of fulfillment in Brahmin life. This speciality enables me to claim the 4 certificates which Baba mentioned in the first Murli. This is a university. And in a university, we need to have certificates after we come out. Without having the certificate, we are not entitled to go anywhere in the world. Without any certificate of any university, there's no job. We are not entitled to get a job also in the world. Similarly, studying in this university, after all these years, if I do not claim the certificate, how can I be entitled to go into the new world and be worthy there? So to prove my worthiness here in this world and claim the 4 certificates, this speciality enables me to claim all the certificates. The first certificate, contentment with the self. When I use my speciality in Baba's task for the service of others, it gives me that sense of fulfillment, means contentment with the self. I am contented with my own self. I'm using my powers, I'm using my strength, I'm using my qualities on the basis of that speciality in a worthwhile way. And using it in a worthwhile way means, gives me inner satisfaction, inner happiness, inner fulfillment. So the first certificate. The second certificate, my companions should also feel contented with me when I use that speciality for Baba's service and take their support also, because one speciality is not enough for any service. That is where Baba says we need the power of the company, the companions. Each one has their own speciality. So why don't we move with that force? In each center we find Baba has selected all those souls with different specialities. And if all those specialities come together, just imagine the strength, the force, the energy that is accumulated. And with that energy, together, if we move to perform any particular task, we can create wonders. We can create miracles in front of the world people, where they will be also just, what is this? Because in the world, nobody is able to work together. Not even in a family. And here, we are all moving with that speed, that force. Each and every one has its own power for a particular task. And so instead of clashing with one another's sanskars, if we just get into a very good symphony, synthesize amongst ourselves, the force and the energy that is created can work wonders. This is what Baba wants. The power of togetherness. Coming together. And this is where each and every service companion also will give me that certificate of contentment. Because we are contented with one another then. And when we are serving others, we start working wonders. The worldly people are also getting some benefit out of it. They are also gaining something. Then they will also certify, yes, we have got something from this people. The souls, they were instruments. Yesterday when Baba's meeting, Baba's talking to the senior sisters also. Each one is linked with a special division. Each one is working with a special quality in a special task. And Baba was appreciating that. Yes, according to your nature, according to your qualities, you are engaged in that particular field. One in the peace of mind, one in the call of time, one in... So Baba was trying to bring out those specialities. Baba was trying to give them the wings. Charge them. So this is how we also need to come together with the different specialities and move together in that particular direction. And this is where the worldly souls also would certify me. Yes, these are worthy souls. Whatever task they were given, they completed it. And they benefited us in this particular manner. And when I'm using that speciality to create a new world order, to fulfill Baba's task, wouldn't Baba bless me? Wouldn't Baba certify me? If I do not clash with other samskars, and if I become the one, an instrument to coordinate everyone's speciality and move further with the sustenance, with giving them that energy, that zeal and enthusiasm, wouldn't Baba bless me? Wouldn't Baba certify me? Baba would also give me the certificate. So by using that one speciality at one particular moment enables me to become worthy to claim all the four certificates. Contentment with the self, contentment with my service companions, contentment from the other souls, outside souls, and contentment from Baba also. Isn't that wonderful? Not only that, but it is only by being busy, continuously being busy in using this speciality in some other way, different ways, try to experiment. And the more we experiment with this speciality in different ways, different forms, so that there is constant newness within our own lives, slowly and gradually we find the weakness do not have time. There is no waste thoughts, no negative thoughts. But when I'm not using that speciality, if I'm not aware of it, if I'm not using it, if I'm not experimenting with it, if I'm not playing with it, then I will have waste thoughts. I'll have negative thoughts as well. So I cannot overcome my past accounts. But when I'm using that speciality which Baba has gifted me with, I become worthy to claim the blessings of all. Baba also gives me the blessings. The seniors also start giving me the blessings. My companions will also have good wishes and good feelings for me. So this is how I become worthy to claim the blessings from all. Ishdadi Janki normally says in her classes, this is the season to give blessings and receive blessings. So in this way we become worthy to constantly receive blessings and accumulate our accounts. When Baba was seeing the accounts of each and every one, Baba said, majority do not have the accounts. accumulated. Means I'm not keeping myself busy. So when I keep myself busy, playing with the speciality that I have in a different way every time, experimenting it in a different way, then my account of accumulation, good accumulation is also increasing. And this is what Baba wants to see, that our account is accumulated to the fullest, so that throughout the entire cycle, I'm able to sustain myself on that account. So I have to have that account full within myself. And when the account is full, slowly and gradually, whatever the past accounts are, I'm settling that also. And with happiness, being light, because using that speciality in the right way charges me in such a way that even though if I have to settle my past karmic accounts, it enables me to settle them with great happiness. There is no burden, there is no heaviness that I will experience on my head, but internal stage will become light and I'm settling that account. It's just for the sake that it has come, but it cannot affect my stage. It cannot take over my state of mind completely, which we sometimes see. Some Brahmins also, when they are settling their karmic accounts, that karmic account takes over their state of mind. And they become so much embodiment of sorrow that people feel pity, have mercy on them. Oh, this soul has to go through so much. Why should some people say or think about me, oh, I'm going through so much? Instead, they should take inspirations from me. Just look how she's settling her accounts. The stage is so powerful. The stage is so light from within. That takes over the karmic accounts as well. And gradually we are settling without even getting the feeling, oh, I have to settle so much. Oh, I have to go through so much. It never will give me that feeling. That is my stage. On the basis of that speciality, which I am creating and I am reaching towards that stage of perfection. Yes, till we reach there, everyone will have to settle the karmic accounts. Even Brahma Baba also had to settle the karmic accounts. But every time Baba says, how did he settle? No one could see that karmic account. Everyone could see the stage. Dadis also remember that stage of Baba. He was so light. He was so light. Nobody felt the karmic accounts that he was going through or he was settling. No one saw that. So this is how the stage takes over the karmic accounts also. And we settle them with great easiness, great lightness. So this is why Baba was saying, the speciality, if someone feels, oh, I don't have any such speciality, but the greatest speciality that everyone has is the power of purity. This is the uniqueness of Brahmins throughout the world. Without the power of purity, we cannot call him. He is not entitled to Brahmin. This word, this label, you cannot be entitled to it. So, this is the greatest speciality. Whether we have any other specialities or not, that doesn't matter, but this is the greatest speciality that I'm gifted with, I'm blessed with. Realizing that also, if I start moving forward, I can move leaps and bounds and reach there. In the shortest period, which Baba was asking yesterday, what if tomorrow distraction takes place? Yes, I can reach that stage. Even if tomorrow there is distraction, no matter. Even after 2 days, if distraction takes place, I can reach that stage. Because I have something very powerful. But if I'm not aware of it, if I'm looking here and that there to different people, what they are doing, what they are, and every time trying to say something ill about yourself, oh, I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have this, I think I don't have any specialities, and trying to feel depressed or regret for that, then we are generating waste thoughts. And that account, which is created out of waste thoughts, negative thoughts, we'll have to go through that also in settling. I have created it, so I will have to go through. So now it's not the time to create accounts. Now is the time to settle accounts. And this is the very powerful tool, weapon that Baba has given me to settle that account. And this is how, when we go in front of the Supreme Judge in the end, Dharmraj, there also, we find that till then, I have, that magnet has pulled all the powers connected, all the qualities connected, all the strengths connected, and has made me such powerful that even in front of Dharmraj, we can lift our heads and salute him. Instead of keeping the eyes down. Oh, because at that moment, I'll have some very powerful realization where I'll have to regret, I had this power, I had this speciality, why didn't I use it? Because Baba will give me the realization. Look, you are blessed with this. You had this, I had given you. But you did not experiment it. You did not play with it. You did not create your life. You did not create your stage on the basis of this. So then, the tears that would flow, which Baba sometimes say, they would be the tears of blood. Great realization. Where we will not be able to forgive our own self. Baba will forgive me still, but I won't be able to forgive myself. I had this, but I didn't realize it. And I was looking at others. So now is the time to realize what powerful I have with my own self. And now we just have to think how we have to use and experiment it every moment in Baba's task, and remain busy so that my mind, intellect, my total energy is busy in it, which does not have any time left for thinking waste or thinking negative, looking here and there. And this is how we can follow Brahma Baba, follow Father. This is what he did. And this is how he was able to maintain a balance. The speciality is such that helps us to maintain a balance in our Brahmin life also. Without the speciality, we cannot maintain balance. But there is one thing that we have to be very careful at, that we do not have the pride of possessing that speciality, because it's not my speciality. It's a gift from God. When it's a gift from God, then that feeling of being an instrument and using that speciality will always bring that humbleness, will bring that humility within me, so that I do not have to boast Oh, I have this speciality. No, it's Baba's speciality. And every time when we put Baba in front of, whenever we use that speciality, some or the other one would come up to us and say, "That was very nice of it. You were so kind, you were so this, you were so nice." And they will start praising us. And if I accept that praise, what will happen? I'm eating that fruit raw, which will not give a nice taste, which will not help to accumulate the account. So in order to accumulate that account on the basis of that speciality which I've used and which people have gained something, so definitely when they gain something, they will come up to us and thank us. So at that moment, always say, "Karan Karavan Har is Baba." It's Baba. Whenever they, "You were so nice." Not me. It was Baba who made me an instrument to use the speciality which was his gift for a good purpose. For a something where you could gain something. So whenever I keep Baba in front, what would happen? The account will be accumulated. I'll not eat that fruit at that moment, but when that account is accumulated, later on, that fruit, when it gets ripe and I receive in the golden age, will give me the most sweetest taste, most sweetest experience. But if we start accepting here itself, what will happen? I'm not accumulating. That moment I'll feel happy, yes. Very nice, very good. We'll feel happy. And then slowly and gradually the ego is also being built up inside, very subtly. And then to break that ego becomes very difficult. That becomes the greatest obstacle in Brahmin life as well. And this is where, even though with that speciality, those Brahmins give sorrow to other souls instead of serving them, instead of benefiting them. So this is where one area I have to be very cautious. Every now and then, always think, that's where Baba says many a times in the Murlis, before becoming Brahmins you did not have that speciality. It was only after becoming Brahmins you had this speciality, which was a gift that I gave you at your birth. So, always having this in my consciousness, this is Baba's gift. This is Baba's gift. This is Baba's gift. And Baba will make it use in the right way. That is where I give the reins of my life in Baba's hands. And this is where Baba can use me. Whenever there is, means I kept my mind and intellect free so that Baba touches me. This is where you have to go now. This is how you have to go. And this is how we start moving in a natural way. And Baba uses us. When Baba starts using us as an instrument, then he can make wonders. We on ourselves, maybe we cannot work wonders. But the moment we have this feeling within ourselves, in our consciousness, it is Baba's gift. Baba has granted me this speciality, so Baba will definitely make use of it whenever time comes. But before that, I have to make myself worthy. That is my responsibility. And this is how we can use that speciality at the right moment, right time, and reach that stage of perfection also without any regrets, without any feelings, ill feelings about the self also, or any feelings where we have this regret, "Oh, I didn't use my speciality in the right way, in the way I had to use." So never come into that stage of ego, of that speciality, because it's a gift of God. And I have to use that gift in such a way that we give a gift to God in the right way. Okay? Om Shanti.